Well, you might have seen my next guest in a world of puppets and parodies, but the books on his bedside table tell you a slightly different story. Samuel Jonathan McMillan, better known as Sammy J, is an Australian musical comedian, satirist, writer, and radio presenter. But he's here today for some recommended reading. Welcome to Summer Reading on Radio National Breakfast.
What an absolute thrill. Good morning, Jade. How are you going?
Good. How would you describe yourself as a reader? Are you someone who always has a book on the go, or do you dip in and out of them?
I do a bit of both, but my main sort of state of mind is fury and rage at those who seem to read regularly and polish off 3 books a week, because I always feel inadequate. So for me, it's a great achievement when I finish a book, and I have been trying to do a bit more of that over the last couple of months.
So what are you reading at the moment?
Right now, I'm halfway through Boogie Wonderland, which is by the wonderful Kate Halfpenny, who she spent her whole career in media and communications, but for the last couple of years, she's best known through her columns for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. But it's all about her tree change in Melbourne, when during the COVID lockdowns, in a sort of heartbeat, she decided to sell her house in inner city Collingwood and move with her husband to Ocean Grove, a little seaside hamlet. And it's a sort of warts and all telling of the notion that a sea change is not always all it's cracked up to be, and the difficulty of relocating to a town that she knew nobody in and had no social connections and so on. And so it's a really funny but very heartfelt midlife tale.
What was it like sort of immersing yourself again in that time of lockdown? I feel like for so many people we wanted to put it in the past and not think about it anymore, but it was such a transformative time for a lot of people.
Oh, it really was. And yeah, I won't say it's hard reading it, because, you know, there are harder things going on in the world. But I mean, for me personally at the time, I was working, you know, for the wonderful ABC, doing breakfast radio in Melbourne and doing sketches every week on TV about COVID and lockdowns. And so it really was a huge part of my professional and personal life. And it's, you know, the further away we get from it, the more I think we just all realise what a huge thing it was to go through. And then my kids, who are now 10 and 13, you know, they were 5 years younger respectively at the time, and just talking to them about it, how, you know, touch wood, they won't see something like that again, hopefully in their lifetimes. And it's a sort of, particularly in Melbourne, it's stories that will be told for many generations to come.
Yeah, for sure. The impact in Melbourne, people still feeling that. I'm told you've been reading Nikki Saver's new book, Earthquake. That's about the last federal election. Is that right?
That's correct. I polished that off. In fact, I did the thing that I hate in other people, Jade, which is I read it really quickly last week because I was at the beach. And so I smashed through that. I love Australian politics. I love Nikki Saver. So it was a match made in heaven. And the funny thing about this book, unlike COVID, which seems like a lifetime ago, this was really focusing on the election that was less than 12 months ago, back in just May last year. So it was written, you know, swiftly, but it's also a really present snapshot of the times. That said, as a political junkie, you would appreciate, you know, times can change swiftly. So I was reading all about Anthony Albanese's recovery from the referendum and then his ascendant triumph at the election, whilst also reading the headlines of the day, which is obviously he's had a pretty rough, you know, month gone by, politically speaking as well. So, yeah, it was an interesting juxtaposition.
Do you find that you're often drawn to political books?
Very much so, yeah. And I mean, I've been a politics nerd since I was a kid. My dad was a politics teacher, and I grew up immersed in that world. And then it was sort of only later in my so-called comedy career that I started combining that personal interest with my professional stuff. And over the last 10 years, I've done more politically focused work. But I just love the theatre of it. You know, I've never been into sports. Politics is my sport, and I love following teams and players and, you know, the locker room shenanigans. So, it was a wonderful read.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where musical comedian, satirist, writer and radio presenter Sammy J is our guest on Summer Reading. Are there any books from your childhood that have stuck with you, anything that you find yourself returning to?
Yeah, there's one series, and I won't be alone in this when I say Tomorrow When the War Began by John Marsden. You know, and I'm a child of the 90s, so I grew up as those books were coming out. And I feel like, I mean, they were wonderful stories and, you know, the characters and so on. But for me, it was more about just the joy of language and the joy of finding a tribe, because I remember lining up at the bookstores down in Frankston, in my hometown, when each new book would come out each year. And that still happens in some ways with some series, but I think it's rarer because, of you know, we live more on screens than on the page these days. But I would line up with all my fellow nerds and meet people who also liked John Marsden's work, and then I would write to John, and then, you know, we became pen pals and then friends later in life before we lost him just over a year ago. But that's a series that I actually started, you know, reading to my daughter just last year as well. So, you know, some books, some pieces of literature stay with you for your whole life in different ways.
Wow. How long were you exchanging letters for?
Well, I sort of wrote to John when I was about 14 and he wrote back very generously, and then we sort of wrote back and forth for a few years and then re-emerged in his life probably 10 years later when I went and spoke at his school. A friendship was formed, which is beautiful, and I actually had the great honour of emceeing his memorial last year in Melbourne. So it was, he was one of those people in life who changes you very much, and not just when you're an adult, but I mean as a 14-year-old being told by a famous author that you were worthy of his time to write a couple of letters back. And it wasn't just like a rote response, Jade. It was like he actually answered all the questions I had. Wow. And he spoke to me. It was, really powerful and informative stuff.
I'm so with you with Tomorrow When the War Began. I remember reading it and just being so captured by this idea of these teenagers who go on a camping trip, they come back and their world is completely changed. It just, I think added to my love of reading as a kid as well.
And I think that's the great thing about John's work was he treated teenagers, you know, as people, full people with full agency, which of course they are, but society can often tell them the opposite. And so I think that's the thing that really shone through in those stories.
So you're preparing now for your upcoming national tour. How are you going to find time while you're on the road to fit some reading in? Anything on your list?
what a great and daunting question. Well, I do try and pack. I pack a book when I'm flying around, so I try and just keep the phone off when I'm on a plane and carry a paperback. But you know, I fall into the habit of feeling too much pressure to learn all the time, Jade. Mm-hmm. Like I'm always trying to learn, read nonfiction. I'm trying to force myself to read a bit more fiction. So I might have to keep on listening to this segment or taking advice, because I'd like to have some slim fiction novels to carry with me. And I think that, you know, the smaller the task, the higher the likelihood of achieving it.
Well, plenty of great recommendations from everyone we've spoken to over the past few weeks. You can find some extra books there. Thank you very much for your time. Good luck with the tour.
Thank you so much, Jade. Cheers.